The legislation would keep any form of written or verbal communication between a teacher and parent out of the courts, except in cases of alleged abuse or neglect. Kaukauna Republican Jim Steinecke says his bill aims to preserve the trust relationship between educators and families,
so that the parents will feel more free to open up to the teachers, and the teachers will feel more free to communicate with the parents of their students without having to worry about getting dragged into a custody case in the court over something that they've discussed. If a parent has talked to the teacher in confidence and said, you know, I'm just feeling overwhelmed these days, well, that can be used against them in court.
While aides say the language of the bill is still being refined, Franksville attorney Anita Cruz, who chairs the State Bar Association's Children and Law Section, has looked over its summary and an analysis by the Legislative Reference Bureau. She questions the bill's practicality, adding that teachers aren't very useful in custody cases.
One, simply because they're not generally experts in that field, and two, usually what they could provide would simply be hearsay or maybe their opinion, and usually that's not enough generally to sway a custody decision one way or another. So I think just at first blush, my question is whether or not it's truly necessary.
Cruz says school records provide stronger evidence for courts. The Legislative Reference Bureau says currently only certain communications between people and their health care providers or members of the clergy are protected by law. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.